As Michigan's August 5th primary and the November election draw ever closer, there are some very tight races shaping up. The Cook Political Report says four congressional Republicans are in tight races. Representatives Dan Benishek in the 1st, Tim Walberg in the 7th, Justin Amash in the 3rd, and Kerry Bentivoglio in the 11th districts, all in very competitive races. Add to that the race to fill Democrat Carl Levin's Senate seat and the race for Michigan's governor. All of these, according to Cook, are among the most competitive races in the nation. So who are the voters who could most influence the outcome of these races, depending upon whether they stay home or head to the polls? For the answer, we turn to Paige Gardner. She's president of the nonprofit and nonpartisan Voter Participation Center. Paige, you've done an analysis of what's called the RAE, the Rising American Electorate. What is that?
The Rising American Electorate is comprised of unmarried women, African-Americans, Latinos, and other people of color, as well as 18 to 29-year-olds. And the reason we call them the Rising American Electorate is because they are 54% of the voting eligible population, but they are not the majority of the electorate. So our job at the Voter Participation Center is to make sure that those people who can vote do vote.
So these REI voters, the unmarried women, the people of color, young voters aged 18 to 29, they really tended to sit out those 20-term midterm elections. Do we know why?
Well, as you know, there's a drop-off among all voters between presidential years and non-presidential years. The Rising American Electorate, though, does, as you mentioned, disproportionately drop off. Part of it is they're very mobile. That's one of the reasons, and they're stressed and stretched economically, particularly in this economy, and they are not, you know, news seekers. So candidates need to really speak to the lives and, you know, understand how these particularly unmarried women are living today, and they need to speak to the issues that will really go to their kitchen tables.
And we certainly know it was strong support from these very voters that helped reelect Barack Obama in 2012. And then we heard the GOP leadership talk about needing to reach out to these REI voters. Is that happening in any substantive way?
Well, the key to the Rising American Electorate really is unmarried women. They are the drivers of this because they're such a big component of it. And so the Republican Party, as well as the Democratic Party, they're trying to reach these women in a substantive way because the marriage gap does determine who is and who is not elected. For example, if unmarried women had voted like married women, mm-hmm. Romney would have, gotten 308 electoral votes, and he would be President Romney today. So they determine elections. Candidates need to really reach out to them and speak to them on issues like equal pay on Equal Pay Day, like a rise in the minimum wage, and like helping working mothers and stopping pregnancy discrimination, giving paid leave, and things like that.
Do you get a sense that these voters are not feeling engaged as we get into this upcoming election cycle?
We're just coming out with a survey that does show they are not engaged as other voters are now. They are not paying attention to it, and candidates are not really speaking to them about the issues that they care about. However, we have tested messages and we've looked at messages that, again, go to making sure women get equal pay, helping working mothers, helping working women by giving them a rise in the minimum wage, and protecting Medicare and Social Security. So when you talk about these issues, the motivation to turn out really goes up.
And so the wise candidate would pay attention to this.
Exactly.
Paige Gardner, president of the nonprofit and the nonpartisan Voter Participation Center. Paige, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
And thank you very much for having me.